So we're here at the Crown Plaza where all the formal interviews take place during the evening time. And we're going to give you a sneak peek on kind of what goes on behind the scenes. It's obviously a very exciting time of the year. It's a little different for us scouts because really our busy time and our go time starts once the season ends. And we consider this to be our Super Bowl, you know, leading up to the draft here. So it's a time, you know, obviously with the new coaching staff coming in, to kind of get on the same page with them, get together with the coaches and learn their philosophies and kind of what they think is going to make the best player and what they like out of each position. So having Hugh and his staff in the building has been great. You know, they're a very energetic bunch. They like to teach. They like to communicate. So we've all been working together to kind of make sure that we're all on the same page as we go out and find players to add to the team. When the player walks in, we sit him down, have a brief introduction, and jump right into the interview. You only get 15 minutes, so it's important that you kind of maximize your time with the player. During the week, we'll talk to about 60 guys that we have interest in, guys who we may have question marks on going into the draft. And this process, to me, is so important because it is your opportunity to sell yourself to an organization and to prove that you know that your merits and why that we should invest money in you and invest a draft pick in you. We got some stadium seating back here where we have myself, Bobby Vega, and a couple of the other scouts will sit and watch and kind of take notes just so we have our own opinion of the player. And when we discuss the player, we can kind of all have input into the discussion. Between his college film and between just the whiteboard and going through X's and O's, we try and drill down on the mental learning part and kind of see how he does when it comes to retaining information and kind of explaining his college offense and his understanding of what they were asking him to do. When we're watching tape, a lot of the times we see stuff happen and we don't know, you know, is that something that he's coached to do or that's something that, you know, he did wrong. So this is a player's chance to really get up on film and describe what he's seeing on tape and describe why he did certain things and kind of talk us through his learning process and kind of how he sees the game. You know, the interviews are very pressure packed, 15 minutes. So you don't want to infer too much or infer too little about what a guy says in 15 minutes. It's a very stressful time for the athletes, but you do want to get a feel for guys. If this is a guy that I'd be fired up about having on our team, and the perfect example of that is a guy like Danny Shelton last year. You know, you saw his energy that he played with on the field, but he walked in, you know, he was hugging everybody. He was very energetic, and very quickly into the interview process, you knew that this guy was good for the culture. He's a guy you wanted to bring in the building because he lights up a room and he kind of brings that energy just naturally. It's a job interview in many ways. It's the first time that the coaches get, you know, their chance to kind of go from the tape and what they've heard about the player to seeing it in person and getting a feel for whether this guy is going to add to our team or somebody who we're looking to build around as we go forward.